Welcome to the CGMF Prayer Line and Devotional today. And I want you to get your Bibles out and turn to Psalm chapter 9. We've been talking about difficult times and overcoming and being overcomers in difficult times. We first talked from Daniel chapter 12, or spoke considering the scriptures relating Daniel chapter 12 and angels and the ministry of Michael and others. Then second of all, we talked about humility and the power of God and casting our care upon the Lord in 1 Peter. And then today we're going to be looking at another angle, considering finding that safe house or safe place in God, considering our going through difficult times. And I want you to turn with me, if you will, to the book of Psalm chapter 9, and I'm going to begin with verse 1, if you don't mind. I will thank you, Lord, with all my heart. I will talk about all your wonderful acts. I will celebrate and rejoice in you. I will sing praises to your name, Most High. When my enemies turn and retreat, they will fall down and die right in front of you, because you have established justice for me and my claim, because you rule from the throne, establishing justice rightly. You've denounced the nations, destroyed the wicked. You've erased their names for all time. That's a pretty unbelievable God. Every enemy is wiped out, like something ruined forever. You've torn down their cities. Even the memory of them is dead. But the Lord rules forever. He assumes his throne for the sake of justice. He will establish justice in the world rightly. He will judge all people fairly. Now verse 9. The Lord is a safe place for the oppressed, a safe place in difficult times. Verse 10, those who know your name trust you, because you have not abandoned any who seek you, Lord. Sing praises to the Lord, who lives in Zion. Proclaim his mighty acts among all the people. There are some really powerful scriptures here. We first read about the power of God in overcoming the enemies and their cities and different things being destitute. Why? No doubt because they came against the will and the purpose of God and his people, and God preserved his people out of the midst of the difficulties. He's a Lord of justice. That means he abides by his word, and he establishes his word and does it rightly and fairly. One thing about God is he's fair. You can't say he's not fair. He sets things, he sets the table out and says, here it is, here's my word, here's what I expect of you, but also here's my grace to help you through when you fail and when there are difficult times. And my angels are there. And we have read and we've talked about different things during this series, considering difficult times, considering the Lord's preparations, his blessings, and what he has for his people. But there's something we need to remember in the midst of things. There is that safe place in God. The scriptures talk about, in the Old Testament, cities of refuge. I believe there were 7 cities of refuge. And those cities of refuge were places where people could go in Israel when a kinsman redeemer, anybody was after them, whatever it might be, and they could be safe in that town. That justice couldn't be carried out there. It was a place of refuge. And then there are other passages of Scripture in the Bible that talks about the city of refuge or God being our refuge. There is a safe place in God, just like there was a safe place for those who could get to those cities of refuge when there were those, quote, after them. And today I want you to know there's a safe place in God, and it specifically says for those who are oppressed, there's a safe place in difficult times here in the scripture in verse 9. Let me read it to you again. The Lord is a safe place for the oppressed, a safe place, it's spoken of twice, in difficult times. My God is a safe place. I can abide in his presence. I can be at his feet. I can be in his presence, and I can recognize the strength of the Lord and the provision, the protection of God. He's there for me. But too many times we don't find that safe place in God when we're going through tough trials. We try to make it on our own. We go to a more favorable place or a place that we feel more comfortable with. Or we get to a place where we just ignore everything altogether, and we just get so convoluted and frustrated in the situation that we never find any safe place with God during our trials and circumstances of life. But if we will find that safe place in Him and humble ourselves before the Lord and see ourselves in His presence and getting His word, He will preserve us in the most difficult of times. You know, the Bible talks about the end of times and that there would be a group of people preserved in the midst of the worst of tribulation, even when it seems like, quote, all heck is breaking loose. I want you to know that today, it doesn't matter what is breaking loose on the world. There's a place where the believer can have safety in the Lord, and that we're not totally beholden to the things of this world despite its circumstances. I believe that's true in the things of God. I don't think I've totally ascertained that in my own life and need to find that place. But there are places in my life where I recognize the grace of God and God's little guardian angels more so than I ever have in my life. God is a refuge. There's a safe place in Him. Look at verse 10. Those who know your name trust you because you have not abandoned any who seek you, Lord. God doesn't abandon anybody. If you find that place in Him, God doesn't abandon anybody. In prayer, in the Word of God, in your quiet times. You know, that's why some preachers talk a lot about finding that place of prayer, almost like that altar prayer. You know, like in the sanctuary that you can have in your own home. That place that, hey, I can touch God. Even though we need to be in the place in our mindset that we can touch God anywhere. For many people, that special place, that quiet place is so important in prayer. It sets the stage. God wants to set the stage for you in the midst of all the distress, in the midst of all the difficulties, when there might seem to be famine and all sorts of things in the land. God can preserve you and keep you. And then, when the time is over, set you forth and show forth the testimony of God through you. As verse 11 says, sing praise to the Lord who lives in Zion. Proclaim His mighty acts among all people. What acts? The acts of His grace and power in the midst of your finding safety in His safe place, in His safe house, in His presence, in difficult times. I pray that you can find that today in your heart and life if you're going through struggles, and that Jesus would be the same for you yesterday, today, and forever, and preserve you in the power of His grace, under the wings of His love. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the safe place that I can find in you, and the people that you've set aside already to help me in my struggles, or the circumstance that seems to be so beholden to me, God, how in the midst of it, no matter how dark it might seem, that God, you have favor with me, and God, in your presence, there's fullness of joy. At your right hand, there's just so much that I have for me through you that I can enjoy, but it takes finding that place in you. And I pray, God, the pleasures of the Lord that last forever. I pray, God, that I can recognize that, see that, and know that one day that is mine. But today, getting through what I am and what I'm doing and what my brother or sister is going through today, God, you can carry us through. We can find that place in you today. And I pray that you help us to see through the fog, see through the doubt, see through the lack of clarity, and get our minds keen to see that place in you and abide in it, to ride out the storm, to see the victory of God, to see the touch of the Master's hand today. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray that today's word blessed you, and I pray that you will be encouraged. If you need to reach us here at the Covenant of Grace prayer line, here at the ministry, please call us at 646-926-0401. Email us if you can at cgmfinc@gmail.com. Let us know what's going on. Give us a word of encouragement. Give us a prayer request, whatever it might be. That's at cgmfinc@gmail.com. Or visit our website at any time at cgmfinc.weebly.com. So thankful that you could be with us today. I pray that God's word has been a blessing to you. And I pray that you can find that safe place in Him to ride out the storm and see the glory of God and to speak again of His mighty exploits. God bless you today. Thank you for being with us on the prayer line.